Good morning. It's 9th of August. Our New Testament reading today is Mark chapter 4. I'm reading to you from Brother Lou Sargent's book, The Gospel of the Son of God. I read, "The Son of Man was now nearing exhaustion, and he said to the disciples, 'Let us go across to the other side.' So, leaving the crowds, they took him with them, just as he was in the boat. To meet his need for rest, they had to get rid of the crowd and push off, unprepared, with Jesus under their care. Mark alone adds the realistic touch that other boats were with them, though of these no more is heard. In the fisherman's boat, Jesus could rest in only one place, on the steersman's leather-covered seat in the stern. With his head on this hard pillow, he sank deep into the sleep of utter weariness. He was undisturbed by the violent squall that, gaining force by compression in the narrow gorges of the shore, suddenly raised billows on the water. Undisturbed by the pitching and rolling of the vessel and the drenching spray. Undisturbed by the voices of the fishermen as they bawled instructions to one another above the turmoil. Even men used to the moods of this treacherous lake became alarmed at the height of the waves and the danger of swamping from water that beat over the gunwales and poured in faster than it could be bailed out. At last, as the boat was rapidly filling, they could withhold no longer. They woke the sleeper, saying, 'Master, do you not care that we are perishing?' Terror brings out the animal in men. The other gospels soften the note of selfish querulousness. Were they so much more eager for their own safety than for his? Who was now caring for whom? 'And he awoke,' says Mark, repetitively, as though even when roused Jesus had to pull himself out of sleep into full consciousness. Getting up, with a word of command such as he used to demoniacs, he called, 'Peace, be muzzled.' Instantly, not only wind, but waves dropped. Rollers on the lake can continue for a day or two after a storm, rebounding from shore to shore. But now, more quickly than the disciples had ever known, there was a great calm. Then Jesus turned to them. 'Why are you so fearful? Have you no faith?' It was only human to be gripped by anxious fear when their lives were endangered. But now there came on them the very different fear, which is awe. They began to say one to another, 'Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?' Well might they ask, 'Of God alone it is written, Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. And above the voices of many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty.' Only creative power can control the forces of creation. And if a Moses can raise his staff to divide the sea, it is only because authority has been given him. If the disciples had known their master fully, their faith would have had stronger ground. From an unpremeditated act to meet the needs of Jesus' human nature, there came a manifestation of the glory of God. And in exercising his power, Jesus had stilled not only the storm at sea, but the storm in the minds of men. Power to still the tumult in man was further demonstrated when Jesus came to the shore. He was met by a wild, half-naked figure, whose body was scarred where he had gashed it with sharp stones. No man could bind him any more, as Mark's text implies, and the attempts were abandoned. But the Lord could heal him, and so he did. Thank you for listening.